I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is the fifth month, Friday the 13th. Wow, we got three odd numbers there. 2011. So let's do some timeline crashing here. So any of you have bad luck today on Friday the 13th? Hopefully not. So here we go. Do your natal chart. Get that thing off of you. So let's, here we go. Let's do the timeline crash for the five. So here we go. One, two, well, it's heavy. Three, another odd number here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll do a lot of harmonics for this one, too, here. Timeline crash for the 13. One, two, three, four, five, got it again, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and 11. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do odd harmonics here for five. So I'll count to ten again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, the 13th. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, to see how your body's responding here. And you might actually feel a little more maybe centered, a little more relaxed. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop now. This you can do yourself. Hopefully you're all doing this here, dropping your awakening consciousness, your thoughts that you have inside of your head into your heart center. And then you're out of judgment. Here we go, dropping down. I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be all heart-centered now. And we'll turn it over to Annika. Are you out there, Annika, in cyberspace?
I am out here, yes. Welcome to Friday night, and like we know, the 13th today. Interesting. There's quite a few of those. So thank you for doing that, Ron. And thank you all for being on. Friday nights we often do a little bit more paranormal. Doesn't have to be. So welcome to the Friday Night Paranormal Show with the Creation Light Ship. So going in that direction, Ron, you were doing something that we should all be doing every day. Many people that have listened to you for a while hopefully are doing that, which is the mind-to-heart drop. So one question that sometimes comes up with that, we've talked a little bit about how in 2012 possibly some people could be taken due to that false ascension going on then and actually being cloned here, so we could have possibly more clones. What can happen then, Ron? Is it possible for a clone to do the same thing? Is a clone able to do the mind-to-heart drop?
Ah, good question. They could probably do it, but they don't have a spirit of the light. So it would be like you doing the same situation without commanding your spirit to help you, because you would be bringing the darkness of the mind, dropping into your heart. which would not be controlled by your spirit. So that they could also do it, but they could not come into peace energy. So that's quite interesting to take note of that. Remember, you have to always command your spirit for what you want to have happen with it to help you out with the light. Otherwise, you may think that you're doing it, and by thinking that, that's what's happened. You're involved with the light of the darkness. So, yeah, the clones could do that, but they would not have the same effect. Now, if the clone were to have a light shift healing where the body was made into light and the spirit was also given to that clone body, then it would have a spirit of light and a body of light, and then it would be able to do all this stuff here. Remember, the clones typically will not know what they're missing until they've been around for a while, and then they may start to wonder why they're not dealing with light energy. So I guess that's probably that. I'll turn it back over to you, Monica. Maybe mm-hmm. we can get some people calling in, maybe with a paranormal question.
Yeah. So our call in numbers is for station 2, and one of them is 530-413-4511. That's line 1. The other ones are on BBS radio. You can go to station 2 and see those call in numbers, and we love to hear from you. So, also just continuing with that. So, if they would get a spirit, let's say clone body would get a spirit, Ron, how does that work? Is that more difficult for them to get, or what would be required for that to happen?
Yeah, the light chip would have to actually recreate the body of light.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would take the dark side program of a body mm-hmm. and make it into light, and then give it a spirit. Remember, everybody listening out here, unfortunately, will have a clone. You place them off and on probably daily as you get your abduction process being done to you, which is very sad to say. But remember, you lose your keys, miss a freeway off-ramp, do something kind of weird. You lose track of where you were maybe for a few minutes. You were not here, but a clone was in your place. That clone could possibly have a spirit brought into it, but I think the light chip would first see if it was a copy of you or not in order to do that, because you wouldn't want to see you in the same town or to wake up one day, maybe one evening, when you maybe get out of bed and want to go to the restroom, and there's a clone looking like you in the restroom. That would be pretty devastating, you know, or anywhere else, you know. You go to the grocery store and there's 20 of you there. So the light chip will not recreate a clone of you like that. But these are other energies that may have been cloned and the original body is no longer here. So I want to just clarify that, because you wouldn't want a bunch of you walking around here. That would be pretty confusing, especially to all your friends. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, it's all very interesting. I don't know if you want to mention, since we were on the topic of 2012, what is that people are talking about, and how is that different with what the Creation Light Chip came here to do?
Yeah, the 2012 was strictly a prediction, and the people that believe in that process will more than likely be abducted forever, you know, and the Mayans are probably the ones that are actually instigating the 2012 because of the calendar. So they wanted to, ending. So they wanted to capture everybody. So they put that prophecy out. And, you know, where did they get that prophecy? And why did they say it's ending then? So it's quite interesting to take a note on. They picked that date. And it could be close to the light ascension time, but the light only works in the now, so there's really no predictions. So they could have also put something else in place at a future date, too, to hold people captive for a particular time. Remember the old saying, curiosity killed the cat, so as people start to investigate things like that, it could be a problem with people trying to figure out what's going to be happening. And once you start to connect to the energy, then you may go on that roller coaster ride, and, you know, it may not be a good one for you. That's why we have that clearing up to help people out so they won't be abducted. The 2012 clearing. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so if you want to know more about that clearing, you can post some questions if you want about that. That's go to thecreationlightship.com, and you can scroll down, and you will see barcode removals. And there is the Ascension 2012 barcode removal, and that's one of the very important ones for that particular issue. Before we started here, I saw a question here about anxiety. So a lot of people, if you still don't really, let's say you do the mind-to-heart drop, but you don't feel your anxiety is really getting peaceful, because, I mean, being in the heart would make us get to that peace, hopefully. So I saw David saying, I just want my anxiety to stop and feel better again. That's all. Please make it so. What kind of clearings or what would you recommend, Ron?
Boy, let's see here. Let us do an anxiety clearing here. So here we go. Think of a situation that you may have had today or the last couple of days. And we're going to crash a timeline on that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's a timeline for anxiety, just one of those. Let's do one for, it's like a mental one, maybe like questioning your sanity. Maybe some strange things have been happening to you. Remember, today is the 13th, and there could be energies from the past leaking in from your parallel lifetimes and also past genetic lifetimes here. So you may feel a little strange, or at least knowing what the date is now, in case you didn't know it before. You may say, yeah, my day is kind of crazy, maybe a little different than before, maybe only because the timelines are activated in sequence, and maybe you're living a lifetime, 30,000 years ago. So let's do a timeline crash on this particular date, which we'll just say Friday the 13th, and this will be in May. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Back to you, Annika, to see how you're feeling. That timeline should crash in about 15 minutes.
Okay, so timeline crashing, wonderful. Always a good one to do. And while I'm looking through here, I saw Ashley reminding that don't forget to use fingers to stay in moments several times a day. So the finger exercise, Ron, maybe you can tell us about that again, so for those who haven't heard about it.
Yeah, you need to use one finger or two fingers. You use your index fingers. If you do use two, put one finger maybe a couple inches or so in front of your nose. And you may want to blink one eye so you can close that to focus easy. And take the other one about a foot out further from that. And instantly, you should be able to tell where you are. So your hand that's furthest away from you should be pointing straight up, like the other finger, but you should be straight dead on in front of you. If you're off to the side, to the right, you're going to be in the future. If you're to the left, you're going to be in the past. So just kind of see where your fingers go to. And it's quite interesting as you move slowly. If you move it like maybe an inch slowly, it's kind of like flipping through pages in a book. And you're going to feel yourself maybe moving a little bit as the darkness recreates the timeline for you to be on. Remember, they have to create in their moment of time a new timeline for you, because you're actually moving yourself into another timeline. So they have to make it real for you, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And that's why you may feel your body shaking a little bit, might feel a little dizzy, might feel pulsations in your body. It's because you're changing where you are. And you always want to be in this present moment on this timeline. Remember, in the light, there's no such thing as timelines. But here, because darkness took over the humans here, we do have time, and you must be on the correct timeline. Otherwise, you're going to be abducted onto the other ones. So that's the process. That's what you want to do, is be here. And this is where you can get more power, because this is what is recognized by the light ship, since people are now physically here in this timeline. At ascension time, there'll be no more time. But because people chose to use mind energy, that created the problem with time, and we live in time now. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thanks for doing those and bringing up the issue of timelines again, like we usually have been talking a lot about the last couple of months. And I get a little comment here from Sean, who sees a very dark cloud crashing with that time crash. So thanks for commenting. I have a person who is writing on my instant messenger here and is asking about a specific thing that he's wondering if it has to do with cords or possibly timelines. So I just want to read it to you, Ron. If you feel discomfort in the body, could that be a cord from a thought of another or a cord from an alien or alien planet? And I asked this person to sort of describe it a little bit more. And, for example, I get a whack in the back at the same time I enter the kitchen at night. I sweep my hand over the sore area, and I can feel I am grabbing something etheric or electric, you know. I command my spirit to grab it, and the pain goes away.
Well, that sounds great as far as the technique of what you're doing. That's good. Unfortunately, boy, where's that coming from? It feels like it's, to me, like an entity in the house. So necessarily, probably would not be alien. Could be, but it feels more like an entity that is living in the house, attempting to get your attention, and also wanting to live off of your life force energy. So that's kind of what I'm picking up. And nice to have that technique to help yourself feel better.
Yeah.
So, boy. I saw something on the timeline, I mean on the fast chat here, about prophecies of the Bible, and could that be, or ones in there, and can they come true, something like that? Yeah, all prophecies could very possibly come true, and they could be real and recognized, you know, by people. So yes, you know, remember, it depends what timeline you're living on, because the timeline that you're living in may have that prophecy, or another timeline may not have it whatsoever. So hopefully that answered that question. And that's how people, remember a long time ago, there was a person called, what was it, David Michael Scallion, I think. And this is probably when they were talking about Earth changes and how the United States would look different than what it would be like now, or at least back then, with different parts of it being vanished into the ocean. So that was a timeline that he was reading, giving dates and stuff, I believe, initially. And then I think he kind of lost credibility because some people maybe moved to a different state, you know, especially California, moving out of California, and nothing happened, which maybe made him look bad. But he was probably reading, you know, the information completely correct, and maybe the aliens chose not to use that timeline, okay? And then the New Age people said, well, what happened was is the fact that everybody heard about this, and their mind changed the energy, the outcome of this year, so now we don't have it any longer. I don't necessarily buy that answer. What I will buy is that the timeline that it was on was no longer activated. And so the information that he was getting, I feel, was more than likely completely valid, even though it didn't come true, but the timeline changed. So that's how I would interpret that. And remember, there are a lot of people out there who do predictions, and their predictions could come true if that timeline is activated. And this is probably why all the governments of the world use remote viewers and maybe even higher technology, you know, people coming back from the future that they brought forward. They bring people from a current timeline and transport them into the future. So they're going to get the readings from these people. So remote viewing is kind of like an obsolete technology, although it's still valid. But it depends what timeline you're looking at. And the ones that are more credible, or at least get credibility, are the ones that are viewing a timeline that is active. So if you have one person that says, yeah, I'm 80% correct in what I'm viewing and telling you about, well, that's only because, you know, it's not because he has a special talent over other people. It's that the timeline that he's reading typically is going to be activated. And I think there's so many timelines out there that it's really hard to know which one is going to happen. That's kind of my hit on it. Or you could have somebody who's doing readings on timelines, and maybe their things never come true. Well, it's kind of like potluck, you know. It's what the darkness chooses to bring forward on a given timeline. So back to you, Annika.
Mm-hmm. And before we let that go of the space that was going on with some entities, possibly, so should that person be doing the space clearing, one of the clearings that you have that you can do for the house and different spaces around you?
Oh, yeah, the space clearings that definitely help entities get out of your house. That's what it's on there for. You can clear your car, or your workplace, you know, your house, different rooms, your yard, you know, different things like that to get rid of the energies that other things are living in. Remember, the energy that you're living in may not be sacred to you. Remember, when you go into a location, sometimes your hair and on your head or your arms may stand up on end because it's maybe bad energies, and maybe that's because there's things hanging around there that should not be there, and your body is telling you, hey, you know, get a clue here, something's happening. So, yeah, the space clearing will help you do that. I mean, it's not a timeline crash. It's an actual physical space clearing. Thank you, Annika. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Yeah. So I see somebody here. Marie R. was wondering if we could help her. She has wanted some clearing for or help for headache and stiff neck.
Okay, so let's first work with entities. Entities could be attracted to these locations because of the physical problem. So everybody just sit back and relax. Here we go. Do an entity release. Count to 10 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's see what we have here. Let's go into a natural healing now. So we'll take away some of the energies that are attached to the body and bring in some spirit energy there. So we'll call this spirit infusion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now let's see if that energy now is connected to a timeline. Remember, you can bring back energy from a timeline, and you know, now that you know about this, you can realize that what's happening on the timeline could be, you know, 99% of your troubles. So here we go, timeline crash. And this is for like neck, headache problems, et cetera. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that helps. And if it did help, that would indicate that a timeline crash might be needed. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, thank you for that. And lots of questions here and lots of comments about different clouds. Thank you all for sharing. G says serpentine white dragon clouds. I saw somebody else. Oh, Donna, amazing dogs and cats in the huge clouds today. And possibly some other people talking about clouds. Yeah, lots of interesting stuff to be looking at up there. So some people are talking about some prediction that's seemingly very dark about next weekend. Timeline crash for the end of days prediction for next Saturday. And Marie R. was saying that too. Next prophecy is next Saturday. Need a timeline crash for this. So is this something we can do now, Ron?
Oh, boy, let's see how much energy is going to be on this one here.
I was kind of afraid to ask,
Yeah, there's a lot of energy. Remember, the timeline doesn't necessarily have anything to it. It's just like a program, and that takes people onto it, which gives it energy. And so a lot of people might be worried about this, which can bring that timeline closer to us because of that. So here we go. Let's just try this here. Oh, boy. 1, 2, I don't know what the prophecy is about, but we'll just crash it here. 1, imagine this, I think, end of days or something. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm feeling like chest stuff going on here. 8, 9, and 10. It's kind of like they polluted the air here so you can't breathe. 1, we'll see if anybody else feels that same thing. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, when I was traveling across country, I saw some like church billboards coming up, like end of days on that particular time, you know, day of the month. I thought, well, this is kind of strange. The Christian church is backing this parallel timeline to scare people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Love those aliens, right? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what do you think is going to happen if this timeline does not come true? You know, maybe this is an abduction point for the people that believe in it, and they're going to have clones here in their place. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Thing happening, like the 2012 prediction. And the other people who kind of read it, who don't know much about anything, will say, who don't care, they're going to wind up, you know, the next day on the 22nd saying, you know, wow, this thing is still up here, nothing happened. So I guess this is a great thing for us, everybody. We can now be able to probably see how clones are going to look with your friends. So you're going to want to stay tuned and tune in and see how the people around you are, especially the ones that believe in this year. Geez, you might want to go to church and even look at them.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
Go this Sunday and then go the week after and just see how it's going to look. I think Saturday, I think, is the 21st. So let me get my calendar up here. I believe it is. Yeah, today is the 13th. So, yeah, very interesting. Maybe the churches will have all new people in them. Well, not people, but all new clones. So.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
This is great, man. We got a good school going on here. We can actually see this stuff in real time. This is wonderful. So if your coworkers at your work or people look a little different to you, we can talk about that maybe on the a show next Saturday, possibly, a week from tomorrow, and just see what's going on. Wow. Okay, back to you, Hanukkah.
Wow, that really got me in my throat here, and I noticed other people felt that, goodness. Tom said, I almost fell out of chair. Dizzy always as crash time. Yes, I know what you're talking about and other people are mentioning. We've got a really good good group here who seem to be doing a lot of the timeline. So I'm very, very grateful for everyone. So, thank you. And Sean sees a lot of pink energy to help suffocating feeling. Thank you. That's what Sean is mentioning there. So, let's see here. I kind of lost track. You know, I kind of do that sometimes. When you do these heavy-duty clearings, Ron, it's quite interesting. So, Alan is saying, if our real spirit only works in moment, it must get bored in my body. What is best way to keep body in moment so spirit stays home?
Well, you want to tell not to leave your body, and you also want to communicate with it. You know, talk to it like a friend. See if you can finally bridge that gap so it can have somebody to talk to, you know. Remember, it's just patiently waiting, and we have so many thoughts in our mind that it kind of like gives up. Anyway, that's what you might want to do. So let's do the mind to heart drop again, because we're getting a little mental here, I think.
Drop
down into the heart, and this you can do yourself too. So 10, 9, 1, 10, 9, wow, interesting. 10, maybe people got in there quickly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I see. Well, here, mother-in-law for me, clone. For maybe some of you women, it could be a father-in-law. Anyway, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That evil eye looking at you, you know, with these people. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and we want to give thanks to Larry for being a sponsor on the last program on Wednesday. Thank you, Larry. Very informative. Enjoyed it a lot. So if you want to hear Larry with his wonderful questions, you can go on to the archives, and that date would be here is the 11th, May 11th. 2011. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we have a Q&A coming up after this show today. That will be after the show is finished, so 8, right after 8, and the number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number 9009, pound. And yeah, I put that up on the fast chat, so hope you all see that and come on with further questions and ask Ron directly. It usually goes on for an hour or so. So, yeah, Amy, need more air. Help. I don't know if there's anything, if she got better now, but Could you do some more?
Let's do that. We do this on the calls coming up. What we do on the conference calls, and also we're doing the 28-hour healing marathon this month starting Saturday. So we're bringing an oxygen here for everybody. We're bringing a few of them so you can actually experience what it's like here. Instantaneous healing. So take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Here comes oxygen number 51. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, see how you're doing here? We'll bring in another oxygen, number 7. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another oxygen, number 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, you all know that because the light doesn't judge, there can never be a judgment day. All the light does is bring forth energies to have you express in creativity. And at ascension time, it's the way it gets rid of the darkness out of its frequency because it turns off itself. It turns off all the lights. Everything now is no longer connected to light. And if you're made of light, then you're already connected anyway. So it's the way the darkness leaves the light. And that has to be done because of these aliens coming to our planet and elsewhere causing problems. And these are normally dark side energies, which are beings that are created probably much like us or other looking creations of the light. And these beings do not have a spirit or soul, and they want to get that. So this is kind of what happens. This is what the lightship does. This is the ascension time that we do this, and it's coming at some point. So back to you, Monica.
Yeah, so just to clarify that, so if anybody talks about Judgment Day, they're basically linked to the dark, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So who created the aliens, Mary's asking?
Well, the light created aliens, excuse me. Well, and they also created ourselves. Remember, we are alien races here. But the ones that are don't have a spirit or soul in them, then those beings are created from the darkness, and that's the way it works. So even though they can look identical with a spirit or without a spirit, they're still designed and created from the darkness, and they want to take them.
So lost in what you believe.
Well, we're back again live here. Maybe the dark side try to take us off in one of those parallel lifetimes, like the freeway on-ramps and off-ramps, who knows. But anyway, we're all here. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, let me get back here. Okay. I kind of lost, let's see. Maybe you see something wrong. Mine is kind of blinking and I can't really see it.
Well, I got a past life trauma. I see that up there, so we can do that. Remember, you have to think of what kind of trauma you had, maybe. So, I don't know. What year do you want to pick? Let's give a year, past lives, about 1800.
Sounds good.
We'll do 1800 in March. Here we go. We'll do a trauma that your body has experienced. Remember, your ancestors live continuously, and all their lifetimes are with you. So we're going to do a trauma that your body experienced. And since you're in this body that it experienced it, even though it's in the past, it still belongs to you. You're the owner of it. So here we go, 1800 in March, taking away a trauma that you may have had then. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I get a picture of like a couple things. You may have experienced this. Some of you out there, maybe a horse died. I picked that up. I also get maybe some kind of problem with a horse-drawn cart or something like that, where there's problems. Maybe it ran away or something. People maybe got injured. Here we go. Another timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we have our 28 hours of healing coming up starting tomorrow. You can go to the website and get on that if you wish. And we'll be getting rid of the alien creatures. We could do some of that now, too. Let's get rid of, one of the most favorite ones that like us a lot is the octopus energy. So we'll do a release for a few of these here. They're kind of around our lungs and also around our neck. So if you feel like kind of gagging and you have like a shortness of breath, we'll try to help you out with that right now as they're squirming. So here we go, getting rid of one of them. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of another one. It's Buddy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another friend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another one. These are all around your neck and your lungs. 1, 2, there's about 50 of them. 3, 4, some people have 100. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do the waste products and the poison and the carcasses. I'll do those all at one time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is just part of what we do on the Sunday calls It's 8 hours in length, much more intense, and you're on the light ship for the whole month. So that's what we do. So a little thrill problem here. We'll see how Annika's doing. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I'm doing better again. I was a little bit thrown off there, and I know some other people were feeling that. Freedom says, wow, I got really dizzy just before sound and fast chat went out. So a lot of people were feeling that. Ted says, March crash, feel very sickly and weak back then. So, feeling a lot of different things. And wanted to, since you mentioned the 8-hour healing intensive conference calls coming up, May 15th, 22nd, and 29th, and also the 4-hour ascension preparation call, which is this Saturday, tomorrow. And if people want to do them and they haven't done anything about it yet, they can email you at creationlightship.com. No, sorry, creationlightship@yahoo.com. So just wanted to mention that if you don't know where to go with your question. And come on the Q&A, which is going to be right after this show. So you can ask your questions there directly from Ron, and we can talk all about what we're doing on the calls as well. And you don't have to be on the calls the whole time. I mean, if that seems like a lot of time for you and you have other things to do, that is fine. And so, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I saw Maria R. reminded us all about that too. Thank you. And I have some questions here. I don't know if we can go into that, but how did the darkness start, Mary is asking. And Bonnie says, no, I lost my thing again. Sorry.
Darkness, yeah. I have no way of knowing that. The light doesn't know darkness, doesn't investigate it, doesn't have, you know, anything about it, because it only works in the now. It just knows that it's here, in the now.
Mm-hmm.
So no way to know how it started. They are, in a sense, using a judgment word, they're jealous of the light, and that's why they steal souls, slice and dice you and everything else, unfortunately. And this is how the darkness is. Remember, watch all the alien movies, and you're going to notice that almost all of them, the aliens are not our friends, you know. And that's why they brought them out, probably to traumatize us even more. And that's kind of the way it is. So remember, the aliens, even the ones that people know about, talk about, I get people asking me all the time, is this particular race good or bad, you know? I heard that these are really good. Well, where are they, you know? What about the tornadoes and the hurricanes that we just had the last couple of weeks, maybe still going on now along the Mississippi, causing all that pain, heartache and stuff with the people that lost their houses and the flooding? You know, where are the aliens? They could fix that. So they have the technology, but where are they? So are there good aliens out there? Well, maybe they're all asleep. We can say that. And they don't really care. They have long naps. So anyway, here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Ashley is reminding Ted and all of us to crash timelines. It's cheap and very effective, and you can go to the website and check. There's a list of all the online healings up the top, and you can also just type in timelines and timeline crash, and you will get to find out more about it.
If anybody's out there that's done a timeline crash, and you did it for maybe the month's time, which is what I'd recommend doing. I think it's $60 for the month. And you type in your emotional issues. If somebody would like to call in and maybe talk about that, that would be wonderful to do. So people could understand how much better your life is after getting rid of the abduction points of these timeline crashes. Even if you did it for 1 week, it's going to benefit you. So if anybody out there would like to share their experience, since this is a paranormal night, and timeline crashing would be, in a sense, a paranormal issue. Maybe you could come on and tell us how you experienced these particular clearings of what you experienced on that. So So back to you when we got maybe 10 minutes to go here. So
okay.
I would like to call, you know, I can.
It would be great if we if you feel up to calling in, please do so. We are on BBS station 2. And I can actually share something for Timeline Crash that I did recently. I have a 7-year-old who's going to do a performance both in her school for acting and also dance show. And she keeps saying at night she can't go to sleep because she has so much stage fright. And I only did 2 days, as in not that many Timeline Crashes for her for stage fright. And all of a sudden, she came running up to me and said, "I can't wait to perform, Mom." And I said, what do you want to perform? And she said, "I want to be on stage and I want to do my dance." And this is what she couldn't go to sleep about. So that's how easy that got removed from her. And all I did was the Timeline Crashing for her. So can really see a big change, you know. So, yeah, do call in if you have something like that to share. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, so Ted says, "I feel like Jell-O getting shook up when crash timelines, but still stuck in many. I'll try crashing for a while and see what happens." Yes, good for you. Go on and do some more of that. Freedom was asking, "How do we know if we need the harmonic frequency clearing?"
Well, the aliens can get into us and use us by the odd harmonic. So that's an odd harmonic clearing. Let's do a timeline crash on an odd harmonic that you're dealing with here and just see what happens there. We'll expand that healing out a little bit. So let's see. Anxiety is a big one here, especially if you believe that the world's going to be ending on Judgment Day, you know, in a week from now. You know, so here we go. Odd harmonic timeline crash. This will be interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Geez, maybe the churches want to get more money, so they're putting that out on the judgment day of that time. You have people flocking in there to pay for salvation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe they want to get a new car. 6, the priest or whoever, minister. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe a new church. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So let's do a timeline crash, since we're kind of on this issue and our show's coming to an end. But let's do one for the past where maybe your ancestors were very religious and they wanted to buy their salvation. So maybe that's why you're poor today. Who knows? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. You didn't pay enough. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I see a lot of people asking about timeline crashes. Can we do this? Can we do that? So get on the creationlightship.com and do them, people. We need to do them. Timeline crashes for 1 month is $60. Timeline crash for 1 week is $20. And you can do so much on there, and you'll be helping yourself. You'll be helping other people around you. And thank you all who are already doing that. It is incredibly powerful. So Karen had a question. If we are clearing octopus on the alien page, about how long for each octopus? Is there any way to estimate?
No, but I think you could probably just keep clearing them I would say, realistically, I'd probably clear them for about maybe 5 hours and just see how that works for you.
Okay. So the alien page, for those people who don't know, it's another one. Very, very good clearing. It's under recommended healings as... okay, now I don't see that on here, but anyway, you... you will see it online, and if you scroll down, you can also see it on the left-hand side. So there's so much to clear on that, and it's a lot of what's being done on these 8-hour calls, too. So it's called the Alien Attack Removals, which clears alien abductions removals, alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, alien and web attack removal, and... that sort of thing. So really, do go on there. It's an amazing one to do. So, a lot of odd harmonics include Jesus, religious time crash. I don't know, Tom, what that means exactly, but maybe you do, Ron. Okay.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff happening. Wow. Yeah, it's that salvation clearing. So you might want to do that. Maybe you're programmed that if you didn't give enough money in this lifetime to a church, you won't be saved. And along with that, the aliens are seeing you as a person that is not worthy of their favor. And maybe they're doing attacks on you because of that or keeping you from having money. That's a possibility. And we'll see what happens after Judgment Day happens on Saturday. Remember, look at your co-workers and the ones that are very religious and see if they dress different, walk different, maybe even the following Monday. Remember, the clones only have about a two-week program. So if you ask them what happened maybe a couple months or 6 months or so before, they may have a more difficult time retrieving the information instantly. They have to go back into the original body's memory system, okay, an old database, and bring it forward. So, well, that'd be a good thing to play on somebody. You could actually say, remember we went to that ball game together or something, which you never did yourself, right? And just see if they bring something forth and say, oh, yeah, I remember that ball game. Well, who was there? Maybe they'll invent something to satisfy your question. Well, this would be good. You guys have homework in a week, you know. Check out all your church buddies. So anyway, maybe they're not buddies, but your friends. So it's getting time to get off the program here.
Okay.
So we'll say, uh-oh, Alan, I swear I'm cloned as soon as I walk in chapel. Feel tortured after church. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Oh,
maybe your spouse or people are making you go in. Yeah, very, very sad. Remember, just keep talking to your spirit, increase your life force energy, and do the be here now. And watch how the people get taken over, especially the ones that hold their hands up in the air and they kind of sway back and forth to the music. And you might see robots in them. So our show's ending. Everybody, so blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. I'll be on the Q&A in about 5 minutes here. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Okay, thank you, and see you all on the Q&A. Good night.